So I know my audience. Let me ask a simple question first of all. How many of you are all right now full-time in hypnosis? Awesome. Good, good. How many of you are part-time? And keep it up if you're looking to transition that part-time into a more full-time. Got it. How many of you are not currently working right now but would like to be? Oh, good. That's going to make it a lot easier. I want to walk you through a recent day in my business. This was a day that actually happened about a month ago in terms of time frame of things. So the day starts out, it's 10:05 a.m., and it's a day I'm getting a later start at the office. I'm dropping my daughter off at like a summer day camp, preschool type thing, and I check my phone. And a student that I've been communicating with has paid for an upcoming class in full. It's 10:05. I haven't been to my office yet, and already about $2,500 has come in. Not a bad way to start the day. So we roll forward. It's about 11:45 a.m. And I'm now at my office, and I get a call from a potential client. Now, I've published elsewhere what I refer to now as the $500,000 hypnosis phone script, which is basically a phone system that I kind of workshopped over the years. And once I refined it, I could track that at the time I published it, it had produced about $500,000 in clients over a span of a few short years. So it's a whole thing that I workshopped. I don't like doing a live consultation in my office. I've got two small children at home, and I'm kind of greedy about things these days. And I only want to be at my office when I'm actually getting paid for it. So I sell on the phone, and then they come in. But the phone rings, and the client then says, potential client, I've been watching all of your videos online. And I take a chance and go, let me see if something else will work. Here's the number of sessions, here's the fee, when do you want to come in? Within 90 seconds, they're confirmed. We're talking a profit of about $1,500 from this potential client. So now we roll forward, it's 1:30, and I've just wrapped up with my 12 o'clock client. I've just wrapped up. I've just now been paid to be sitting with this client live in person to work with this client. And while I was sitting there getting paid, I can check my email after that client, and another $1,000 has come in from product sales. I was making money while I was making money. Doesn't that sound like a nice little proposition? So now it's 6:30 and it's after dinner, and I just glance at my phone. I check the folder that my virtual assistant puts things into, and I see that another two sales have gone through. Cool, that's another $1,000. And we roll forward, it's 11:15, and a webinar replay has now aired. A webinar that I did a few days before, but the replay has now just aired, and total product sales of that webinar are about $5,000. And that day I saw three clients. Now, you can run the numbers in your head. We're close to about five figures at that point. And really, everything comes down to how does this actually happen? What's the strategy that I tend to use in my business that makes it happen? Now, you've all come here for a workshop with a very specific title. So the answer is very simple. It comes down to these online videos that I produce. And in the program today, it's all about the dirt cheap methods that you can use to make that happen. This is a category of work that can become insanely expensive. And I've spent an insane amount of money on video to learn different ways to do it. Yet at the same time, some of the best performing videos I've ever done for my business were all shot with devices that chances are a lot of you have in your pockets right now. The simple frame to set ahead of things is that the camera phone that you've got is a better video camera than the big heavy VHS machine that many of us bought in the late, mid-1990s. So we have at our disposal a technology boom that makes this stuff insanely, insanely easy. So the title today came about from an interesting source. And it was a client of mine that called it out exactly in his own words. His history was that many, many years ago, he had a bit of an issue with drugs. He was actually a bit of a dealer, and he went through some spiritual shifts. He left that entire lifestyle behind. Now he's very much in local community, doing a lot of good philanthropic work, and very successful, and very much not a part of that old world. And he goes, yeah, I loved about your website was I got to meet you. It's the same business model I used to have, because the first taste was free. I'm like, I do not want to be associated with you, but I love it, so we're using it. So perhaps the worst possible connection I could possibly introduce here. But if you think about it, Why is it that's a market that still exists? How does someone first get involved? Now, let's use our powers for good to draw the line here, which is to say that what if we could get our people introduced to us in a way, and I want you to hear every bit of the NLP presupposition behind the statement, that you get to meet me before you even come into my office. You get to learn what it's like to take my class before you sign up for my class. And yes, I am very overtly folding in there. You're gonna come into my office. You're going to sign up for my class. But again, the framework is always, you get to meet me before you actually come into the office. So the method here again is all about producing videos and putting them online. And the scope of everything today, some of it is gonna be very basic level in terms of just how do you get the video up there? Where do you put it? What content do you put up there? The update, though, is some of the really cool stuff I've been playing with, that the numbers in terms of people watching videos all the way to the end, the people interacting with the videos has just exponentially jumped up. So we're gonna be sharing some specific strategies that I've been really workshopping here. I mean, I'd ask it very openly, and I love to use this phrasing, how many of you already know me? And there's your answer right there. How many of you have already seen images with me and my family and my kids? It's not by accident. It's not by accident. And actually do a search on YouTube. If you actually type into YouTube Hypnosis Business Bootcamp, there's a little 5-minute video. I didn't put it into this presentation intentionally, but it's me and my daughter. She's 2 years old and she's doing instant inductions with me. I mean, she's sitting there in the back of the minivan going, Daddy, 1, 2, 3, sleep. We can forgive her semantics because she does say, wake up, we know better. But again, hypnosis is weird. You're gonna ask someone to come into your office and close their eyes and you're gonna talk to them. You might even touch them when their eyes are closed. You might even lock their eyes shut. Yeah, this stuff sounds weird on paper, but you get to see this normal person in the back of the car, back of the minivan with the kid doing something funny. So again, we can do this in all different aspects. So it's how, admittedly, there is a camera running right now. Because you capture everything. So the online video method is specifically what we're talking about today. You know, we're in a profession that's kind of funny, and I'm not gonna ask for a raise of hands on this one on purpose, but some of you in this room may have websites for your businesses that don't even have photos of you. And we're asking people to engage in a very personal service. We're asking them to engage in something that's very personal to them. And again, you get to meet me before you even walk into my office. How powerful is that? So let me introduce myself though. My name is Jason Lynette. My office is in Virginia. I do hypnosis. So I called the business Virginia Hypnosis and the website is virginiahypnosis.com. As a side note, I actually built everything that I do on the premise that people in Virginia are looking for hypnosis. And I structured all of my marketing, all my campaigning efforts from that specific filter, that I was actually marketing to people who had already decided they wanted hypnosis. And then we're doing their research to then select the person who seemed to be the most qualified to help them. So as a side note, this is how the incoming phone call, you've maybe had this one before, we want you to advertise in this country club, we want you to advertise in Yelp, that's gonna go out to everybody. And my target market are people who are already sold on hypnosis. I want to live in a world where I'm just doing a pre-talk out of courtesy. I'm just doing the pre-talk because we're supposed to do something of that nature in this point. That's the shape of what I do. I do a lot of training. There's a class we just wrapped up a few weeks ago with Cheryl and Larry Elman and myself teaching and little Rosie, who sadly isn't here. I'm seeing a lot of my people already in the room. There's a whole program I put out, Hypnosis Business Bootcamp. It's the roadmap behind how I built everything that I do. I love the Tim Ferriss model of all things. If you've ever read his books, he's the human guinea pig. I'm the hypnosis business guinea pig. So I mention this here from the filter that I refuse to ever teach theory. I refuse to ever teach premises that, oh, I heard someone at this convention say this is a good idea. Let me talk about that. No, everything today is stuff I have actually done and tested for you. So there are sometimes the opinions are a little strongly held. Why? Because I did it and it wasted about $6,000, so don't bother. But instead, let's talk about the stuff that actually works. Anyone here listen to my podcast, Work Smart Hypnosis? Awesome. Online interviews, tips, tricks, different sequences and such that are on there. It's on iTunes. It's also worksmarthypnosis.com. So again, though, the main statement that really bridges this whole presentation, we're oddly enough in a profession where you can look at someone's website and they don't even have a photo of themselves. You don't have a way to actually know who that person is. You know, short of anything, bare minimum, photo of you. Maybe that photo should look like you do nowadays. Some of you laughed at that a little too quickly. It's like, wow, that was glamour shots in the 1980s. Awesome. It should be current. If anything, if you have an office, you know, having some photos. The thing that we can sell more than anything else better is safety. So here's photos of my office. Here's photos. I have, of all things, a little aerial map on my website of where you're going to park, again, when you come to my office. They thought it was funny over there. So it's always folding in that presupposition of, I'm always selling that the process is already in place. I'm always making the assumption that you're already coming in to work with me. And I'm putting everything in the place so it just fits into that context as well. So when we talk about online videos, let's actually spend a few moments and talk about what the actual benefits of doing this are. And remember, a few moments ago I asked, how many of you already know me? There's your answer right there. Because we get to build rapport remotely. I get to have people interacting with me, and remember the stories from before. Here were people watching webinars with me. It was a replay of a webinar while I was giving my kids a bath. Here I was in session with a client while people were interacting with content as well. So again, that I could build that rapport. You know, think about how many people could view a video versus even if it's like the best attended Rotary group you can go out and give a talk to. Biggest one I ever had was the Alexandria City one. It was 120 people. That's awesome. But I can get about 300 people on a webinar in this market specifically, even more if it's for the actual general public. So how do we build that rapport remotely in a way that even better, we can automate it and I don't have to be the one doing it over and over. So consider, and we'll mention this later, if you have a long pre-talk, which let me just throw it out there now, you don't need a long pre-talk. Talk about what is going to happen rather than what's not going to happen. You want an example of this? Go to the Work Smart Hypnosis podcast session number one, the all positive pre-talk. Here's what is going to happen rather than what's not going to happen. Building rapport remotely. There's a magical thing that happens when people get to interact with you in advance. You get to build that prestige. You know, think about it, of the example of you see someone you've seen on TV at the shopping store, grocery store, at the mall. Oh, it's that person. I love the example of the local celebrity that is the car dealership owner. It's like, oh, there he is. He's filling up his car with gas. Awesome. It's that way to build that prestige. They've already met me. They've already been interacting with me. And again, by the time they're in front of me, most of the expectation work is now already done, thanks to this strategy. If anything, the goal with a lot of what I do is how do I educate these people? So again, conditioning them for a more successful experience, which I want to point that out here before anyone falls into the limiting belief that he's just going to make people watch videos of him, they're not going to get him. The benefit of a lot of this is that I've automated much of it. Has anyone here ever promised to send somebody something by email and then forgot to? That does not happen in my world. Because as simple as if it's like an audio file I'm going to send a client, I've actually got systems built now that I hit a button on my iPad as soon as I say, oh, let me take a note to send that to you later. And I'm actually applying a tag, which is actually firing off a sequence, sending you that resource 45 minutes later. Who's my personal hero? Ron Popeil. Set it and forget it. He had the Showtime rotisserie grill, put chicken in the oven, close the door, hit the button. What do you do, folks? Set it and forget it. The biggest takeaway from the online videos is you get to duplicate yourself, which folds in all of these concepts so far. These are things that I don't have to be there doing. And I'm always playing the mindset, I'm always playing the game of how do I provide a more consistent, thorough, effective, successful experience for my client, even when I'm pulling myself out of the live equation. So yes, I still see live clients. Yes, I still teach live classes in person. Yet at the same time, these people are coming into these streams, hearing things that, I mean, it's as simple as you'll see a screenshot of this later. Anyone here else do the bit about throw your cigarettes away in the office and you have like a big container where they can do it? I've got that. And in the office, that was like a 5-minute moment. Let's tell the story of this. That video is now the first video on the Stop Smoking page of my website. Hey, did you see the video about the jar? Yeah, I'm ready to throw them out. Cool, we have another 5 minutes we get to use today for work. Awesome. So by duplicating myself, there are certain routines, certain sequences that they come in, they already know this is the place where people come in to do this. My best understanding of this strategy came from Mother's Day, probably about 14, 15 years ago now. My mother is a huge Willie Nelson fan. And anyone here know the Norva in Norfolk, Virginia? It's a concert venue that's there. Just me, awesome. It's a venue that it's this kind of converted over burlesque house. It's next to a big shopping mall. And the big controversy of the city was that Willie Nelson was coming in to do a show and they got into town early. So what'd they do? They parked the bus on the street. Willie gets out with a book and a lawn chair and a glass of iced tea and he just sits there. And he talks to everybody who wants to stop and talk to him. If you ever see him live, the end of the concert, he sits on the edge of the stage and he's the last one to leave the audience. He knows who built his career. Amazing, amazing concert. He does 3 hours, the band takes 2 breaks, he never leaves the stage. Here's my mother, big fan for 30 years, having a conversation with him. And it's only after the fact, realizing they were just talking as if they were friends. Now, he's used to this. This happens to him every day. He's Willie Nelson. She's meeting him for the first time in person, but she's been listening to him for 30 years. She already knows him. He knows the expectation. It was as if the line here is they're picking up in a conversation that she's already been having, but he's now entering the first time. So you flash forward about 3 years ago, and here's a student who comes into my class. And he shows up about maybe 45 minutes early on day one. And we're there having a conversation. We're there chatting. And Chris suddenly goes, "This is the first time I've actually met you." And I go, "I know, right?" It's the Willie Nelson effect. It's the chance where you actually get to meet the person and interact with them. Consider if you have favorite singers, favorite actors that if you happen to run into. If you didn't fall into, I used to work in the theater career. I was the management guy. I was behind the scenes. It was my job to make all the creative people get along. I've spent way too many moments around celebrities and in the DC area. Too many political stories I've signed releases saying that I can't talk about. but the experience though of, as long as that starstruck moment isn't there, there's a conversation that's already been going on. And that's what I want you to apply to your businesses. Where again, you go to this big event. Here's this convention I went to back in February, and here's the guy on stage. Big rock star moment, 3,000 people in the audience. And he's just in the hallway. It's like, "Oh yeah, hey, good to meet you." Oh wait, he's meeting me for the first time. If we can bring that experience to our hypnosis businesses, it expedites our process, it makes us more effective as practitioners, and the simple statement behind this is, the more that we're all successful, the more that we're all successful. So one brief rant, we'll keep it short. There's no such thing as competition in this market. There are still far too many people out there that can benefit from this service than there are all of us who can help them. So that's why I teach you the stuff I'm actually doing right now. Let me give you a little bit of a framework to put this all into. Does anyone know what these letters stand for, VCP? It actually comes from a group called BNI, Business Networking International. You knew that, Dan. You were holding back. And what BNI is it's kind of my line for is it's network marketing on steroids. Rather than the Chamber of Commerce where just everyone shows up and it's the orgy of business cards flying everywhere with no business actually going anywhere, BNI is the whole setup where you're allowed to be the only person there of one specific profession. And it's a really effective strategy for growing your business. This is their acronym that actually defines what has to be there for someone to make a buying decision. So it starts off, first of all, with visibility. They have to know who you are first. And again, I don't do this for my credit. I do this to drive the point. How many of you have seen me before? This stuff works. So visibility, they have to see you first and know that you exist. Now, after that, being seen is not just enough. Because what's the next letter? C, which stands for credibility. They have to actually believe what you're saying. They have to, it goes into the know, like, and trust you. It has to have some credibility behind it. Otherwise, you're just a guy trying to sell them stuff. You're just a guy trying to throw stuff at them. And only after these two things are in place, visibility, credibility, which let's put it simple here at this point to draw the line for where we're about to go, visibility, they get to see you on the video. So as much as I'll mention it later, the whole video sales letter strategy, you've seen the videos that have the text that are scrolling on the screen. Those are cool, but again, the more you can build that rapport through the screen, the better. Especially in this one-on-one style of service, whether it's training, whether it's clients as well. Only after these two things are in place does profitability actually come in. So they teach this in terms of a referral. Dan knows who I am, and Dan only has just met me. He doesn't have credibility with me yet, but how would I know that Dan is going to be willing to send me referrals? So the filter within all things businesses is, and I use the negative language on this, blame yourself first. What have I not demonstrated to Dan? So Dan now has credibility with me. What have I not shown William that he now knows this is what I can do and this is the true value? I've maybe sent William 100 referrals, but I haven't received one back. Playing scenarios here. But again, that's where this comes from. But fold this into your videos as well. Your videos are a way to build credibility. So since the age of 8 years old, I wore glasses. And after that, I wore contacts. And I got tired of at that time, my daughter was 2 years old. My son was about a month old. And it just got to the point of my eyesight has leveled out and I decided to get the laser eye surgery. And this surgeon that I went to just firmly got this. I mean, it was beautiful. It was like so orchestrated as if they brought someone in to consult on this. It was so well done. I go into the meeting. And it's the consult. They sit me in a really, really nice room and they ask me if I want something to drink. They offer me a coffee. I just get a water. And they say, we'd like you to watch this video before you consult with the doctor. And I mean, perfectly framed, where here's this sports star, here's this astronaut, here's this Air Force guy, here's all these famous people that are talking about how wonderful my life has changed thanks to this doctor. Mixed in between these interviews is his face. Oddly enough, as this sports star faded out, he was right there in the same space. And as this person is talking, then he's there in the same space. The video came to an end, a door to the side opened up, and he walks in, Jason, so good to meet you. All he needed was sound effects, lighting, and the low rolling fog. It would have been perfect. Admittedly, after the fact, after he had shot lasers in my face and I can now see, I asked him, just for the story, because I tell this now, are you waiting behind the door like this? And he goes, you know I am. That inference is timed. He has rehearsed that. It's theatrics. But I mean, his quality backs it up, and that's what he's presenting, as opposed to he's going to shoot lasers in your face and help you see. I'm a little nervous. Evidence. Hi, how are you? Good to meet you. And he's right there ready. Sorry, that was rude. He's right there and he's ready to go. So again, by the time you come to my office, you have walked down my hallway. You have sat in my chair. You have met me. By the time you're in my class, you have already been through parts of my class. That's where this real quality comes from, this experience. So let me give you a few examples of just little tips and tricks along the way about how I've really made use of this. Who here works with kids? And of course, who calls you to book the appointment for the kid? The parents. And would you agree with me right now that the parent is a horrible salesperson? Yes. Because the parent, chances are, maybe they've talked it through with their kid. In our current society, I'm getting a lot more of the kid had the idea. And the kid wants to come see hypnosis, which is always a great phone call. And the parent's going, even if you can't do it, could you pretend? And I'm having to go, actually, I work with that all the time. That's easy. Yeah, come on in. But if the parent has not yet told the kid about the idea, I say, have you talked about it yet? No. Perfect. Because I don't want you to sell it for me. Have you ever shown your son or daughter a funny video on your phone? Good. I'm going to send you a video. Have your son participate with the video I'm going to send you. What is it? It's the finger magnets. When their fingers touch, They will. Your follow-up line is very simple, and it's actually in the email I'm going to send you. I met this guy, he can help you with your fill in the blank. Would you like to meet him? And with that, it's a yes. As opposed to, we're gonna bring you to this hypno guy to make you study better. That parent is a horrible salesperson, so I do the selling for me. Consider that a little filter, especially network marketing. This is something that I would make use of, that I would be in this BNI, I'd be in this Chamber of Commerce thing, and I could meet this person in a moment and go, I've got a class coming up, but you've only met me for 2 minutes. How are you gonna sell a $2,500 multiple day hypnosis certification course for me? I don't need you to sell it for me. I need you to sell the next step, which for me in that market is what I call the video test drive experience. You get to meet me before you even, you get to take the class before you even take my class. So rather than asking him, a stranger at this point, to try to sell it for me, I just need him to get them to opt into a list and interact with those videos. So again, sell the next step rather than the entire process. That's where it gets a lot more complicated. The stage hypnotist is a much more obvious category here. They get to watch parts of your show. They get to meet you. Even better, how do you build character? Consider the format of show up to one of your shows early. And before everyone starts to gather in, you've got a camera with you likely. So sit in one of the chairs, set up the camera, talk to it. Hey, this is what's about to happen. Mix in some clips of the show, do a post video type thing. These things that, again, you're gonna see this slide later up, that imperfection is much more personal. I have had to go through some of my video. I've done so many of them, I can say I've got good at them. I've become really well putting them together. But if they're perfect, they're not as believable. If they're a little sloppy, if I screw up a word and I correct myself, it actually converts better for me. So the fear that it has to be perfect, we're going there next. Again, Ron Popeil, set it and forget it. That's the theme behind this. Once I have that video, I don't have to do it over and over again. So let's squash some fears. Why do most hypnotists don't use video? Well, they fear it's going to be expensive. And very simply, no, it's not. That was easy. Okay, next one. No, and again, in your pockets, in your bags, you chances are have devices that, again, are full 1080p high-definition cameras that are phenomenal. Some of the best videos I've ever produced were done with my phone. I've got crazy good equipment at home. This is my B camera in this room. I've got a little bit better at home. But again, some of the best converting videos were very amateur done. Hey, I'm just setting up this thing. A laptop. Many of the webcams on laptops now are phenomenal. I say this as a diehard PC user. The Apple products are better on that category. Yeah, okay, you win. Reconditioned devices. That was an $1,800 camera when that came out. That is factory reconditioned. I bought it for $400. You do not need all the bells and whistles of everything out there. You don't need the newest model. So look for the older models. It's gonna be perfectly fine for you. And again, even the most basic devices are gonna be fine. I have a student that's here, David, he went out and bought a camera that I think is like $200. And I mean, it's full high definition, phenomenal quality. And I think some of it actually looks better than my nicer cameras. The other fear is that it's gotta be difficult. And again, no, it's not. It could be. This is the point where I always like to tell people, you are all, and I'm making an assumption here, phenomenal hypnotists. And it's okay to embrace it if you're really crappy videographers. And even worse, video editors, because you're a really good hypnotist. And you should be looking at ways to focus on your hypnosis and job things out. We're going to talk outsourcing in this as well. So take note, though, that many of our devices have editing software built inside of it. You can actually edit and crop a video on a smartphone. You can do it right there on that. What's that mean? I actually, for a while, I bought for my phone a case that was squared off so I could put it on a bookcase. I could turn it on, I can then back up, get myself in frame, talk to the camera, walk over, turn it off, and on the device itself, crop the walk in, crop the walk out, upload the video straight from the device. There's no reason any of you could not do that today and fold this in right away. It doesn't have to be difficult. There's free software very often actually with our devices. With Windows, there's a Movie Maker for software that comes with it, iMovie on an Apple computer. Outsourcing is one of my favorite new categories. It sure looks like I do a lot of stuff, doesn't it? It sure does. I've developed the systems to outsource to a lot of people. And if we've got time at the end, I'll talk about that. Fear of the camera. This is a favorite category, especially for this group. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but if you have a fear of standing in front of a camera and talking to it, stop it. That was easy. Or really, even better, self-hypnosis. You know, you're all at a hypnosis convention. You know, hypnosis is really effective for fears. Who knew? And you know the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? So while you're here, if this stuff is scaring the hell out of you, find someone who you respect in hypnosis and say, my phrasing at first wasn't gonna come out that well, I'm gonna give you a couple of $100 to go up to your hotel room. Wait, what? No. work privately. No, seriously. And I've said this at previous events and people have followed through with it. While you're here, hey, you know, maybe skip one of the extra drinks in the evening and go work with somebody on this. The simplest thing you can do, turn that lens into your very best friend. That lens is the person that you know you can talk to and tell them exactly what they need to know, that you can help them out. Talk to the lens as a friend. If all else fails, watch an interview on TV. And very often an interview is not me looking directly at you with lens. It's basically I'm kind of off at an angle kind of talking. That does break a little bit of the rapport benefit, but really it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. There's a friend of mine who finally admitted recently, he's in information marketing, that he would take like 3 shots of liquor and then shoot his videos. after 10 videos, he was then confident he could do it. The answer really is, and embrace this, your first couple of videos are going to suck. How's that for positive encouragement? They're going to, embrace it. Although I'm gonna show you a trick in a few moments that makes them a lot easier, a lot faster as well. It's gonna be time consuming. Now, admittedly, I made a mistake with a product I put out a few years ago that I shot it in a format that only I could edit it. And that was the biggest learning lesson of shooting in a format that someone else can deal with it. Batching productions. Tomorrow at 1, I'm doing a workshop, social media strategies that actually work, rather than all the stuff that everyone else is doing, which is just fooling themselves into being busy. but again, the whole biggest takeaway I've had in terms of my productivity in the last year is batching by mode, rather than batching by task. So here is the mode where I'm at the computer and I'm talking. That's when I do my phone calls. Here's the mode where I'm sitting there and I'm typing. That's my emails, that's my content writing. Batch your life by modes, not just tasks. So if I'm gonna shoot videos, I'm not gonna turn the camera on unless I'm gonna shoot at least 5 or 6 videos. And admittedly, with some of the content I've been putting out recently, the extra practitioner room at my office now is a production studio. You don't have to have that, but what that means is, some of you saw the video I did for here. How did I do that? I just walked in the room, turned the camera on, I talked to the camera. How do those videos actually look? I shoot for like 9 minutes. The first 11 takes are bad. The last one's good. And finally, I think I published for one of my groups the whole amount of profanity that's in my videos before I get the right take. they're gonna suck at the beginning. Embrace it, because the last take is really, really good. The next bit would be scripting in advance. How do you talk for an extended period of time and have it be really, really clean? Well, a little bit of preparation is good. And admittedly, most often, I'm kind of doing it extemporaneously and kind of going, this is a better way to say it, let me start over. But if you script it in advance and maybe a bullet point list, if you ever see some of my videos where I'm looking down, some of the ones from about a year ago, it means I printed out a 100-point font, a bullet point list of the things I needed to say on that video. And I've taped it to my tripod, and as I'm looking at the camera, I'm looking down, I'm looking up, those are my bullet points, that's what I have to talk about. As simple as that. Some of you are writing down frantically, I'm gonna pass around something if you wanna get the slides, and also I'm gonna make the video of this presentation available to you as well, so you can actually go back and review it again. But I'm gonna put some resources together, the actual cameras that I use, and a really cool gadget I've been playing with, I bought a teleprompter. And my teleprompter was cheap, because it's one that my iPad just fits into. And there's a really cool app for the iPad that works with the voice recognition, and it automatically scrolls the text on the screen as you're talking it. It can figure out what you're saying, which is kind of creepy, and actually then keep the text rolling. So some of the long form videos I've been doing recently, I scripted that stuff out. And it's a really, really affordable teleprompter that works with any tablet device or even your phone. Outsourcing the editing. I made a rule as of about 3 months ago, I don't do my own videos anymore. Even if it's something that I could do the fade in, fade out, put the title sequence the way that I like it to be, I could do that. But the real question is, should I be the one doing that? And the answer is no. So my favorite strategy is a website by the name of Upwork. It used to be Elance, it used to be Odesk, and they've rebranded again to make their marketing even harder on themselves. Now they're Upwork. It's an Upwork. Yeah, upwork.com. It's an international community of outsourcers. There might be, some of you have heard of Fiverr. I don't like Fiverr because you get what you pay for sometimes. With Upwork, you hire based on the reviews. I sell to an international audience. I work with an international staff. My current video guy is in France, and he's doing phenomenal work right now. We have a shared Dropbox folder. I finish the video, it goes in the folder. It just sends him the alert that there's new content. And we've worked out systems now, he produces the video. Even better, he has my Facebook account and he logged it in and he put that in the HypnoThoughts Live group for me. How's that for automation? You listen to my podcast? I haven't edited that since January. Again, duplicate yourself. Even if you know, I used to do professional sound design. But again, I don't do that any myself anymore. So again, the trick is, my favorite strategy is just a side note with Upwork. Batching by mode falls into play here. I do the initial task maybe with one video on a pay for it by the task thing. Single video, $15. I mean, 3 minute video shoot, is that it? Then from there, once I find someone that I like, I then hire them again on an hourly contract, and I just keep this person on retainer. If I don't use him, I don't pay him. If it's a week like last week and he did a bunch of stuff, I paid him a whole lot. It's $15 an hour. It's phenomenal. And I could share the individual person, but again, I say this in full respect of what they do. The people who know how to do what I'm talking about, I don't want to use the phrase dime a dozen, but again, they know the software. Has anyone here ever spent like hours inside of Photoshop trying to do something you didn't know how to do? Stop it. Done. So again, the fear of the video not even being perfect. And I'd actually tell you, imperfection works better. We're getting into a whole political cycle, again, at least here in the States. And watch the speakers that are up there, even the ones that people would say, that person's a really good speaker. They screw up their words too. They backstep a word. They say the wrong word. And it just flies under the radar. Why? Because they didn't stop and go, whoops, I mean this. Keep rolling. And if it's really that bad, start another take. As simple as that. The actor Kevin Pollak was actually one of the inspirations for the podcast that I do. He does the Kevin Pollak chat show, and he starts off every episode now into like 200 or 300 sessions of it going, we're not ready yet. And I love that line, we're just not ready yet. The main statement here though is anything is better than nothing. So it's kind of like, and this is completely a line I borrowed, modeled excellence from Shawn Michael Andrews. We all wish we could call back our first client and say, I got better. Please come back. So admittedly, I have videos that you will not find online because I don't like them anymore. And I said, I even had some videos I went, I don't agree with that anymore. And I took it down and I put up new versions of the videos. Imperfection is practical. So let's just rattle off some lists here. Because again, what videos can you shoot? The answer really is basically anything you can think of. It could be videos on your website. I do a lot of email marketing. It could be videos inside of that as well. The talking head video is what you most often see from me, which is that the framework is basically from here up, leave a little space to the top, and it's me talking to the lens as if you're on the other side of this conversation. That builds the rapport better than anything else. If I break away and it becomes a little bit more produced, then the rapport level drops. So the longer form video that's just me talking to the camera, that is my best converting style of video. The video sales letter, I'll show you a slide of this a little bit later. Thank you, Ten. That would be, it's the text on the screen that's scrolling. And there's something actually very hypnotic about it, that you're hearing the words, you're staring at the text, and it's continuing to go. There's a really cool strategy. This is the only thing I'll fold in that's theory that I haven't done yet. The talking head video with the text that you're saying underneath it. Why? What does it unconsciously make the viewer do? Look down and read, look up at you. Look down and read, look up at you. You're training your client to nod. Oh, that's good. I'm about to play with that. Client feedback. Admittedly, for reasons beyond this talk, I don't do a lot of client video testimonials, but there are dozens and dozens of student testimonials on my website in an area where there's a lot of other trainers and no one else has that. That's what fills my classes. Well, I can tell you about the class or you can meet the students who have gone through it. So set that up. Live talks. Should you go out and give a talk in your local community? Yes. You're in front of your Rotary or whatever group and there's 30 people there. Awesome. You get no referrals. Damn it. That's okay, because I'm going to use that video for the rest of my life. Because it's me in front of a group of people, credibility, talking about what I do. Demonstrations as well. Some of you have seen I've actually got like the number 2 spot on Nesdale State, which you all should have that. But it's a video that I put up there that's me doing a demo, and that gets a lot of students as well. Clips from classes too. Here's one of my favorite strategies. How do you build content? You repurpose. Step 1, you actually shoot the video. Step 2, you rip the audio out of the video to have an MP3 download. Then from there, you have it transcribed. My favorite service, speechpad.com. I have gone through so many transcription companies, these guys win. If you can wait a week, it's $1 a minute. They even go so far as if it's a hypnosis thing, they have researched people's names, and I don't even have to correct the spelling of the names. They're phenomenal, speechpad.com. So all of a sudden you have a transcription, and look at that, you've got an ebook. So you have one piece of content that's now become multiple pieces of information. Let's talk about YouTube. YouTube is one of the top search engines out there. If you don't know how to do anything technical, look it up on YouTube. A 14-year-old has explained it for you. So YouTube is a place where we can start to put content up as well. Step 1, make sure you launch a YouTube business page. Just Google it. That's going to give you features inside of your YouTube account that a personal one just won't give you. This is critical. I made this mistake with Virginia Hypnosis. I've got to rebuild some things because I made that mistake. I did it right with WorkSmart, not so much with the local business. You have an option for private videos, which, by the way, this is my outsourcing secret. I use a software called Camtasia, which records my screen. And if I get to a task I want someone else to do, I do it one last time for the last time. And it goes to one of my guys, and then they do the work for me from that point forward. You can edit on YouTube. If you can edit on the device, that's great, but you can even edit on YouTube and even do your titles on YouTube as well. It's an all-purpose thing that they want to do it so easy for you on purpose. So to kind of wrap things up here, I'm going to show you a bunch of real examples of my websites. So this is the homepage for WorkSmart Hypnosis. And I'll talk about this to wrap things up, but the moment you load the page, I am there and I'm talking directly to you. Now this video, I played with something, and you can go there on your own, and it actually has a little bit of music underneath it. I'm going to take the music out because I've actually been testing it recently to see what works better. The raw background noise worked better than the overproduced one with the music. So we would all nerd out and go, oh, that's so cool how you put the music in there. Don't do it. It's the raw video. It's me in my office talking directly to you. But again, look at the terminology from a newspaper, the upper fold. The moment you land on the site, there I am talking to you. It doesn't matter what the text is on my website. This is what does it for me. This is the homepage for Virginia Hypnosis. And again, the moment it loads, there I am talking to you. Let me go through these and then I'll open up for questions at the end as we've got time. As it goes there, it's me giving a quick welcome. Here is the most profitable format that I've been using for videos. Think about Saturday Night Live. The cold open, where something happens live from New York at Saturday night, title sequence, the host comes out. That's the format that I found to be the most profitable. I say something quick in like a sentence to grab your attention. Make sure the hypnotist you're looking at is qualified. A brief title sequence plays, and then I there talk about what I'm gonna talk about. That format works best for me. You can go to Virginia Hypnosis. There's videos now on every single page for this reason. Thank you. Rather than read it, you get to meet me. There I am talking about the stop smoking jars. Look at the format here, which this again is brand new as of the last 6 months. This is one of these newest trends in information marketing. See the format of that video? If you have a business account on YouTube, you can actually upload a specific screenshot of the video. Rather than the screenshot where you look like this, which is the one it automatically grabbed and you look stupid. With YouTube, with a business account, you can actually upload a specific screenshot, and even better, go in and put a title on your video. What does that do? That gets the highest click rate that can possibly get. Here's a few others. Removing unwanted habits. You've clicked the page to learn about that. That video gets a massive, massive click through now. Every video now has that for me. Or he's actually working on that this week to update that. Five questions to ask. Meet Jason Lynette. Rather than the awkward screenshot of the video, that grabs the attention. A little bit of text, really, really big. And oh man, does that work. I would tell you right now, this has been so profitable for me. If you take one takeaway from this workshop, let it be that. Control your screenshots with your videos. And especially with a business YouTube account, you can do that really easily. Really, really easily. A few others as well. This is actually a shot from YouTube. It's a video on hypnotic tonality. And again, having that got a lot of interaction because of that. Now, what if we want to use a different format? This is a webinar. Some of you have already come to me and talked to me about this webinar that I did the video sales letter, actually, for this one. Why did I do that? Because I was at home, and actually, since upgrading to Windows 10, my webcam doesn't work at home. Video sales letter it is. And threw it together really quickly, and it's just the text on the screen that's scrolling. A favorite strategy for video, you know what a squeeze page is? A little portal you have to go through before you get to the content of the actual website. You go to my NLP page, and immediately there I am telling you about the training. And I'm going to give you the video test drive experience to learn what it's like to take my class before you even take my class. Once you click that, then it actually takes you into the actual website. So it's building the rapport, and even better, you don't get into the website until I have your contact information. And I get to maintain a relationship with you. That is key. So these are my five-figure business video tips. Batch by mode, I've already talked about that. Batch in terms of how you're gonna be producing content. If I have to record an audio for some reason, if I've got to record a podcast session, those are done around the same times. Keep your content brief. If your video ever turns out to be 10 minutes, you probably have 6 good videos there. The shorter the video is gonna invite the interaction all the way through. So make the videos specific. Use free editing software to start yourselves out. You don't have to go off and spend a lot of money on this stuff. Use what you can to get started. As it's working for you and bringing in more business, then spend some money on it. And then use natural lighting. You have to kind of go through and figure out in your office space, wherever you're gonna shoot, where is it gonna look the best? And then use a microphone. People will watch a grainy video with high quality sound before they'll watch a high definition video with crappy sound. And you can get a microphone, I'll put it in the resources I'll send around. I'll start passing this around. This is the same opt-in list that's at my table, so if you've already hit it here, you'll get this resource already. If you don't get me here, just see me at the table, but I'll pass it around. I'll make some resources available in the video as well. But what about some even better six-figure video tips? Let's aim a little higher. A teaser opening, which I've already talked about. Make sure the hypnotist you're speaking to is qualified. Title sequence, here's my content. Brief title sequence. How did I get my title sequence made? I made an ass of myself on my webcam. Yeah, I want my logo to float up and I want a music thing to go like da-da-da-da-da. Make me one like that. And a designer took me talking like that on the camera and went, okay, and he designed it for me. It's beautiful. Text-based screenshot, we've talked about. This is massive. Again, if you take one takeaway, it's this one. It is so, so powerful. Private hosting. Now this falls into play if you're hosting video on your website. You can host a YouTube video on your website, which is okay. I get a much better quality. I mean, go look at some of my sites. I use a lot of private video hosting. Wistia is my favorite company for that. The quality of the video, the display of the video, just makes it so much better. Again, start with YouTube. When you outgrow it, move to a company like that. Vimeo is maybe another option, perhaps. And then autoplay where appropriate. I've got two more points that really tie this up. Autoplay videos are king. Don't ask them to start to play it, make it play for them. And even better, on a short video, hide the controls. For the audio recording, I'm gonna say this out loud, but you don't have to write it down because it's the same thing I'm passing around right now. WorkSmartHypnosis.com/HTLive15. That's for the people listening to the audio to get the resources that I'm talking about. Those of you here, see them at my table, opt into the list. Thank you all so much. I look forward to seeing your videos. Thank you.